Hi, this is Nolene McHugh from the Flavours of Fingal show, and you're listening to The Sod Show.
The Sod Show, it'll grow on you. Join gardener Peter Donegan and not-so-green fingers Brian Green, Fridays, 3pm, 103.2 Dublin City FM. The Sod Show, Dublin's garden radio show. The Sod Show, brought to you by Green Sacks, the compostable bags for home and garden. 103.2 Dublin City FM, it's The Sod Show for another Friday afternoon with Brian and Peter. Welcome on in. On today's programme, we have a wonderful trip to Newbridge, Newbridge House, Donabate. July 21st and 22nd, 2012, Dublin's first agricultural show for food and family fun experience takes place in the 370-acre 18th-century estate of Newbridge House and Farm, Donabate, County Dublin. Note, it includes much horticulture, says Mr. Donegan. We met with the lovely Nolene McHugh of Fingal County Council to find out more about the Flavours of Fingal show that's on this weekend. If you're listening online, flavoursoffingal.ie. We'll be getting a conversation with Nolene in a couple of moments' time. Before we do, I've been asked to tell you about the Peter Donegan Landscaping Weblog Garden Group. I don't know why he doesn't call it the Sod Show Garden Group and do a reverse takeover, but they're having another outing, and it's happening on July 29th. That's Sunday, the 29th of July, and the garden group are visiting Sanarter. And it's happening at 11:30 a.m. at Sanarta, which is the National Ecology Centre. And as I say, it's up towards Laytown Way, that part of the world. North, County Dublin. 22 places max. You book online. blog.donneganlandscaping.com is where you can book, and it's absolutely free. Trevor Sargent will be our personal guide that day, and the Sod Show will be there recording some of it. But that's not your excuse not to go, because it's a wonderful walk out in Ireland's countryside. Garden Group, 29th of July. Check it out online. Don't forget to book. Now, flavoursoffingal.ie, you've got the website there in front of you. Let's go to Donabate.
We're sitting in the courtyard of Newbridge House and Farm, and in my company is Nolene and, of course, our very own Brian Green. Nolene, before we get to the Flavours of Fingal bit, can you explain or paint a picture of the history, I suppose, involved with Newbridge House?
Okay. Well, Newbridge House is it's an 18th century Georgian mansion. It was owned by a former Archbishop of Dublin. It's a house that came into the Fingal County Council's ownership some years ago, and it has the attraction of the house, which has guided tourists, but also a traditional farm. And the farm is still open, still operating as a farm, and has become a very busy tourist attraction in North Dublin.
I have done the tour of Newbridge House 3 times, and on all occasions, I have to say, I seem to get that little bit of an extra trinket of information, and mainly what's happened is I've been saying to other people, you've got to do this tour. It is a little bit different as houses go.
Yeah, I mean, it's an operational farm, so at any given time you can come in, like in the spring, you know, there's a lot of calves, there's a lot of lambs in the thing, and there's times when I've wandered through the courtyard here and the lambs are running around in and out of people's legs, and the children are chasing them and having a great time. So I think every time you come here, the farm is at a different time of year, and you know, you're getting a different experience each time.
How many staff look after Newbridge House? Approximately, I know this will vary from...
Well, there's a number of staff who run both the farm and the parkland. There are 145 hectare park around the house. So there's staff from Fingal County Council who manage the parkland and all the cutting and maintenance of that. And then there's a number of staff who would be here, I'm not sure of the number, I'd say about 20 people all in all.
One of the other things you have in your locker is 5 acres of walled kitchen gardens. How good is that? And I'm asking your opinion as versus my horticultural eye.
Okay. Well, the walled kitchen garden, it would have been the garden for the house when it was occupied as a single home. It's normally not open to the public. It's actually an orchard. It has a lot of beautiful trees in it at the moment, and it's actually at its finest now in the month of July, which was the reason we chose to have the show here. But it will be open to the public this weekend, and it's going to host our food village and all of the artisan food producers who are coming to the show to show off the wonderful produce that comes from the Fingal area.
If people wanted to get to Newbridge House and Farm, what is the best way to get?
Well, you can come on by car. You come off at the Liston Hall Junction and follow the signs for Newbridge House and Farm. It's signposted from the motorway in both directions. But you can also come on the train. It's only about a 10 to 15 minute walk from Donabate train station. And for the show this weekend, if people use the train, we're given a concession price on the tickets of €9 as opposed to 12.
You've just led nicely into it. And July 21st and 22nd from 11 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Newbridge House and Farm in Donabate will host the Flavours of Fingal show. It's part of the reason we're here, and it also intrigued me mildly, mainly because when I was talking to a colleague of yours, Anne, she painted this picture to me almost like an agricultural show, and that led me all the way back to when I was 18 years of age and I was in Kildalton, which is in Piltown in County Kilkenny, and they had an agricultural show there. And I was saying to Anne, you know, grown men looking at cows, behinds, and saying, oh, that's a better one than that one. Mm-hmm. In short, now I jest, but there's method in my madness. What is, for those who are a little bit more Dubliner or who haven't been to Ireland before, bearing in mind we're podcast international, but what I suppose surmises or is definitive of an agricultural show as versus just another garden fete, so to speak?
Okay. Well, I suppose for us, the show has three themes. We have farm, food and family fun. And in the farm area, we want to showcase the fact that Dublin is an agricultural county, and particularly Fingal is an agricultural county. Every county in Ireland has an agricultural show except Dublin. And basically it involves a lot of cows and sheep, people coming with them and entering them into it. These would all be pedigree breeds, so the top quality breeds of cows and sheep. They enter them into competitions. There are judges, there are winners, there are rosettes. There will be, you know, nearly 100 cattle entered and similar numbers in sheep. And then in the farm area as well, we have an equestrian area where we're having a number of pony club and show jumping events. And that's just the farm area.
This is bigger than the leaflet sitting in front of me actually kind of gives it credit for. Is that fair?
Well, it's difficult to get into just a single or double page leaflet, all that's in the show, and that's why I'm really delighted to be here to talk about it today. It's kind of the agricultural show, we would think, for many people from when people who live in Dublin and maybe have lived here for many years but grew up in an agricultural area and have fond memories of going to shows with their own parents. And we'd say to them, bring your children to this, because we have a huge emphasis on family fun. The children go free, and the family fun events when you get in, the bouncy castles, the face painting balloons, they're all free as well. So it's free car parking. So really, once you've paid your ticket, unless you choose to buy something to eat or from one of the stalls, you've paid for nearly everything that's in there, with a couple of exceptions.
There's no hidden charges, so to speak.
There aren't. There is not a hidden charge. There is a charge for some of the bat box and bird box building, but you take the box away with you, so you're only really paying for the materials. But the
That sounds fair to me,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, it's only €5 as well. So if you were to buy a bird box or a bat box, it would cost you a lot more. We're very keen to make this recession friendly. We know people are struggling. We want to give them a good day out for a family, and we don't want them to come in and feel that you've paid in and then you have to pay and pay and pay again. So once you've paid the admission ticket of €12 per adult, the kids go free with you. You come in, and then the GAA, mini camps, the bouncy castles, the face painting and all those things are all free.
So let's give a quick lowdown on it here. So from the farm bit, we've got livestock and sheep competitions, equestrian chases, Connemara ponies, dog show and agility trials, and other agricultural displays. From a food perspective, there's the Fingal Food Producers Market, highly recommended, and that comes personally from myself. Artisan foods, tastings, cooking demos, gardening and allotment exhibits, Fingal's finest crafts. On the family fun, there's live music, vintage cars and machinery. Ooh. Interactive biodiversity displays, again highly recommended. Face painting, crafts, bouncy castles, and the Gaelic Games experience. And in between all of that, you've also got the Newbridge House and Farm, which, if you have never been here before, do yourself a favour and get in and see the farm. Just off the record on this one, or on the record, I suppose, how much is it on a normal day? How much do I pay to come in here with my wee Lanav to see the working and operating farm?
You'd normally pay €7 to come in.
So essentially what you're doing is you're chucking a fiver extra in and
providing all of these and wonderful activities on the day.
That's pretty bargain price as far as I'd be concerned.
We think so. And as I said,
kids go free.
And kids go free. And if you use the train and you produce your train ticket, you come in for €9.
So that's £2 extra if you've got to travel.
Yeah.
Who in Fingal turned around and went, I have a cunning plan, Baldrick, and put up their hand and said, what we should do is what the people outside of the Pale, pardon my depiction of, you know, the Dubliner and outside of Dublin, but who in Fingal Cocoa was responsible for putting their hand up and saying, I have a good idea?
Well, you know, they say a bad idea is an orphan and a good idea has many relatives, but it actually came from the County Development Board. I don't know if you're aware of that, but the County Development Board, each county has one. It's a kind of collaboration of state agencies and service providers. And within the board, the IFA member, the Irish Farming Association member, made a presentation about how much agriculture and horticulture went on in Fingal. Arising from that, there was some talk about how we needed to promote that more. And Fingal Tourism were on the board, Chagask were on the board, Fingal County Council managed the board. So from that basis, the four came together and decided to do something that would showcase the horticultural and agricultural industry in Fingal. And we came up with the idea of the show, which started off as a much more low-key event than it is. And then, pardon the pun, it grew and grew and grew.
We're going to pause it just for a little moment, take a break for a song. Take a listen to this, we'll be back to you in a minute.
Sod Show Song of the Week. The Sod Show becomes the Mod Show. The Lambrettas, Poison Ivy.
Poison, I've been, hey, poison, I've been, hey, that at night, while you're sleeping, poison, I've been, creeping, that at night, while you're sleeping, poison, I've been, creeping, that at night.
Sod Show, 103.2 Dublin City FM. Poison Ivy from the Lambrettas' 1981 album Beat Boys in the Jet Age. Brought to you with our sponsors, greensacks.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. Let's get back to the great outdoors, to Newbridge House, Donabate, Flavours of Fingal Festival, and Peter Donegan in conversation with Nolan McHugh.
And welcome back to part two of the Sod Show. July 21st, 22nd, Flavours of Fingal show taking place at Newbridge House and Farm in Donabate, 1 kilometre from the M1 motorway if you're looking at getting here. If not, you can, of course, get the train to Donabate station. You have about a 10-minute walk, and as Nolan pointed out, that will also give you a €2 concession on your entrance fee in the gate. Nolan, you can pay in at the gate, I assume.
You can pay in at the gate, obviously you can, yeah.
And you can also book online if you wish to do so.
You can book online, go to our website, www.flavoursoffingal.ie, get tickets and you can go from there.
Now, Lean, on the Flavours of Fingal, I know the agricultural show is one of the big parts of it. Where does the flavours bit come in, and why isn't it called the Dublin Agricultural First Ever Show?
Well, we thought about calling it the Dublin Agricultural Show or the Fingal Agricultural Show, but we didn't want people to think it was just about agriculture, because we're promoting not just the agricultural farming but the horticultural farming, which is huge in Fingal and a huge employer in the North Dublin area. We have some great sponsors for the show. We have Country Crest, who are a huge potato and onion grower, and they also produce a range of foods with their own brand in Lusk. And we have Keelings, who everyone will know provides the strawberries and raspberries in all of the supermarkets and around the world, and they are just based in St Margaret's, just behind the airport. But we wanted to showcase really the food industry in Fingal, so we wanted to make the attachment to farm and food, and while we have some of the bigger producers, we also have some of the smaller producers as well, people who make their own foods, and some of them are taking a smaller space, but you know, it'll be equally interesting to wander around and see some of the big producers and some of the smaller food producers from the region.
How big is farming in Fingal? And for those again outside of Ireland, Dublin is, in short, you might say, split up into three main parts. So you've got the city, you've got South Dublin County Council, and you've got Fingal County Council. Is there a fourth?
There's a fourth, Dunleary-Rathdown.
Dunleary-Rathdown, for Jane Power's country. But how big is farming in Fingal? Statistically, what have we got?
So there are 600 farmers in Fingal, and they farm about 25,000 hectares of land. And of those, about 12,000 hectares are in tillage. We also have 70 herds of cattle and 80 flocks of sheep.
Just to pause it there, Newbridge House and Farm is 145 hectares. So many hectares is the farming in?
25,000.
Holy good God. Yeah, what are they growing?
They grow potatoes. 14.5% of the national output of potatoes are grown in Fingal, and 47% of field vegetables grown in the country are grown in Fingal. So there's huge fields of carrots and onions and stuff like that growing there.
Locally, I'm being told that the biggest problem the farmers are having in Fingal at this moment in time is getting into the fields to get their potatoes out. Will some of those farmers be here this weekend?
Well, we have a few of the farmers on our committee who are organising the event, and they're dealing with the farm thing. And yes, the weather has been a difficulty for them this year, but they're all very keen to be here, and we've had lots of entries in our livestock competition, so we're expecting them all to roll up on what is going to be a very nice weekend, with our fingers crossed for the weather, but we expect it to be good weather on Sunday and goodish weather on Saturday, and we're hoping that lots of people will come to join the farmers as they show off what they do.
I was at Bloom in the Park on the Sunday, not to make it comparable because it's a total different setup, but just to paint a picture, that was the first time I had ever really seen a food village that wasn't in Electric Picnic or Spirit of Folk Festival. Is or will it be a similar kind of a type setup?
Well, we're not quite at the scale of Bloom, but it's a smaller setup. Our setup for the food village is in the walled garden, which is 5 acres, and we have about 50 marquees going in there with various people. And you mentioned earlier on about flavours. It's not just about food either. I mean, it's really become a celebration of anything that's good about Fingal, or anybody who's doing something they want to promote in Fingal. So Fingal's Finest, for instance, is a County Enterprise Board initiative, and the County Enterprise Board support people starting new businesses. So they're bringing 8 of their finest, and they're nearly all in the art or the crafts or the jewellery making. So there's going to be 8 of those people there, and they're going to do interactive classes as well to show people how to make jewellery and so on. So it's not just food and farm either. Other things have crept in, things that people just wanted to promote that are in Fingal and that are good and that they just wanted people to see. And we were delighted to give them an opportunity to showcase whatever they had. There's a woman who comes in and she does a lot of work here on the farm, and she does weaving and spinning. She's going to be here for the 2 days. And we have a blacksmith who's coming in who's going to show people how to work a forge, and he's going to do the horseshoe thing.
The other thing that we haven't touched on in Newbridge Farm and the estate that comes with it is the beautiful, beautiful parkland, and it really is stunning. I was talking to Brian while you were off listening to that beautiful song, and what I was saying was, when I come here with my daughter sometimes, I tend to, let's say, walk the grounds just every 1, 2, 3 times, so it's be about once a month you'll find me walking around here, but about every 4th occasion we tend to come into the farm. So that's about 3 times, 4 times a year, pay the 6, 7 quid in the door, sit down, have a cup of coffee, treat myself, have a lovely cake, that kind of thing. It really, really is a stunning place to come.
It is, it's a lovely park, and even outside of the farm, as you say, the parkland is extensive. There is a deer farm. I don't know if you've ever seen it on one of the paths as you walk around. You know, there's several deer in there, and it's just a beautiful surroundings. Just to come and visit the park anyway, and the playground, of course, is a huge attraction in its own right for children all over the North County. And again, the park will be open on the day, so you can come to the park and not come to the show, but we'd love if you do come to the park to pop in and see us, because there'll be so much going on. We'd like to see as many people as possible there.
How much does it cost us to get in the door? What time should we leave at? Paint me a stereotypical day and what we should do and bring with us.
Okay. Well, it's €12 for an adult, and that admits up to 2 children free. So for yourself and Brian, it'll be €24, unless you come on the train, in which case it would be €18. The show starts at 11 and it finishes at 5:30. And if you go to the website, flavoursoffingal.ie, you can see a programme that is full of events, either in the livestock, the equestrian, the dog trials. The family fun area goes on all day. The biodiversity is on all day. And of course, the exhibits are here all day. I mean, look at the programme, see what you like. Suit your time to come, but why not come at 11 and stay till 5:30? There's something to see all day long.
Can we bring a picnic?
You can bring a picnic.
Bring a picnic, but don't bring any booze.
No, it's an alcohol-free event. All of the council's parks are alcohol-free areas, and we have made a conscious decision not to change that for this show.
Excellent stuff. Folks, if you are going to come here, what I would say is, do come with the kids. The setting is absolutely amazing. It's real, almost travel back in time, 17th, 18th century type setup. You'd be aware of that, but it's almost like a little bit of a fairy tale, grandiose house. Do walk the grounds, do bring the picnic, do come and trial some of the local foods. It is amazing what will be sitting right in your doorstep, as the peacock reminds me to move on. Nolene, one of the things that you have, I suppose, as a fine asset is the help. We're aware, as the sideshow, what a sponsor does for you.
Yeah.
Normally I'd be kind of editing this bit out, but I think, you know, it's fair and credit where it is due. You did get a nice bit of help from local companies.
I mean, we're not, you know, the show isn't running for profit. It's running really to showcase what we do, and we're just trying to be cost neutral with it, but we have had some great support from sponsors. We got a lot of funding from the Leader Rural Programme because we're promoting the rural businesses in the area. And I said Keelings and Country Crest. We've also got sponsorship from FBD, who are an insurance company and very popular with the agricultural group. Bank of Ireland and Swords have been very kind to us. Irish Country Meats and the Dublin Airport Authority, because the airport is in Fingal and they do like to support Fingal in what they do. And I'd just like to thank as well on Garda Síochána, who have worked with us to manage the traffic, and we'll be managing the traffic from the motorway junction on Saturday and Sunday. So hopefully we won't run into too many problems. And the staff of Newbridge House, who have been fantastic in their support and making sure that the event is a great success. All we need now is a bit of good weather and everybody who's listening to come along on Saturday or Sunday.
Nolene, thank you so much for your time. It's been an absolute pleasure to sit in your company. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Despite all the rain, when the sun comes out at Newbridge House, it is wonderful. I don't know if it's the cobblestone or the walled garden and the heat in a walled garden. That's actually something that surprised me. It wouldn't surprise Peter Donegan, the horticulturist, but it would get me that that's what it's there for. The wall in the walled garden heats up the area, which means you can grow things that you wouldn't normally grow in Ireland. Wonderful stuff. Do go along. Flavoursoffingal.ie is what you got to check out. And go on, check it out. And then buy a ticket and go along. Have a great weekend. And the best of weather to them as well. In the background, Ukrainian voices. Some young children who are over with the Chernobyl Children's Trust, who have a group in Ireland over from Chernobyl at the moment. Wonderful, spirited kids. A pleasure to have them as guests here in our country. That's about it for another sod show, but I have been asked to give another mention to the garden group. It's on July 29th. It's at SNARTR, the National Ecology Centre, and get in touch by booking your place. blog.donneganlandscaping.com is where you can do that. July 29th, 11:30 a.m. You got the details at the start of the show. Where can you hear us again? We're on podcast. You can get that via iTunes and in all good RSS readers for podcasts. You can also check out upcoming information about the show in our Facebook, facebook.com/thesodshow. On Twitter, #sodshow for the conversation, and @sodshow if you want to follow us. Is there anywhere else you can get us? Oh, probably somewhere. Sodshow.com is the soon-to-be-created website as well. From myself, Brian Green, and him, Peter Donegan, with thanks from our sponsors, greensacks.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. Until next Friday at 3 p.m., take care. Bye-bye.